The Lost Class. At playtime, Jenna loved to play down at the end of the large school field. She could be there by herself and make huts in the bushes. She watched the birds hopping about on the branches of the trees and listened to them calling to one another. The trouble was, Jenna was so busy listening to tree and bush sounds that she often didn't hear the bell when it was time to go back into school. Suddenly she would realize that all the children had gone. She would run as fast as she could to the cloakroom, grab her reading book out of her bag, and rush into her classroom. "Where have you been, Jenna?" asked Mrs. Gallagher. "I didn't hear the bell," Jenna said. "Well, hurry up and start reading," Mrs. Gallagher said. "Next time, listen for the bell." But Jenna never did. One day, after playtime, Jenna was very late. She had found some caterpillars crawling in the grass, and she watched them closely to see where they went and how they dug little holes in the soft brown earth. All of a sudden, she realized that she couldn't hear the children's voices. She looked up. "Oh, blow, the bell must have gone," she said, and jumped up quickly and ran as fast as she could across the field to her classroom. She grabbed her reading book, opened the door, but no one was there. "Oh, dear, where are they?" she cried. She ran into room 2 next door. No one was there. She ran into room 3. No one was there either. "Where are they?" she cried again. She felt frightened and a tear ran down her cheek. "Perhaps they are in the swimming pool," she thought, and ran round to the other side of the building to see. No one was there. "They must be in the hall," she muttered. But when she looked, it was empty. Jenna felt really scared now. The school felt spooky with no children or teachers around. Another tear ran down her cheek, then another and another. Soon there was a flood of tears. Jenna sat down on the veranda step and wept. "Jenna, what's the matter?" She looked up, and there was Mrs. Walker, the office lady, standing there. "I saw you from my office," she said. "You look lost."
"I've lost my class," Jenna sobbed.
"I think they're in the library," Mrs. Walker said kindly. "Come with me, Jenna." She took Jenna's hand and they walked down to the library. The junior school children have a visitor who is telling them stories. "He writes books for children," she said.
"Thank you, Mrs. Walker," Jenna said and gave her a hug. She was so pleased to find her class.
"Where have you been, Jenna?" said Mrs. Gallagher.
"I didn't hear the bell," Jenna said.
After the children had gone back to their classrooms and all the children were sitting on the mat, Mrs. Gallagher said, "Jenna has a problem hearing the bell. We are going to have to help her. She got a big fright today when she lost us."
"I could look after her," Mary Ann said.
"Jenna goes down to the end of the field by herself," Lara said. "We would like her to play with us, and then she could come back into school with us when the bell goes."
"What do you think of that, Jenna?" said Mrs. Gallagher. "Would you like to play with the other children closer to the school buildings? They play good games."
"I do get a bit lonely," Jenna said.
"I think I will play with the other children from now on."
"I like children to look after each other and play together," said Mrs. Gallagher. "It's a good way to be safe."